This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to House Guest, where we chat with the awesome people and groups making a difference in our community, all from our non-profit home base at Dunedin Community House.
And it's my great pleasure to welcome our next House Guest, Rona Shaw, who's with Whiti Marama Services. Kia ora, Rona, nice to have you with us. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, kia ora. It's really good to be here.
I guess the first question I should ask is, what services do Whiti Marama Services offer?
Okay, mainly a counselling service, and that is across the board for all sorts of people. I have worked across all sorts of different parts of life and society, so I am able to accommodate and communicate with most people. So counselling is for people, my main work is for people who are referred through EAP system, which is Employee Assistance Program. So organisations and firms contract to the service that I contract to, and then if any of their staff want counselling, then they can get it for free, which I think is really good. I also provide koha counselling. So for people who are on low income or no income, I provide a service where my fees are very flexible, so they're based on a person's salary. And if people are on benefits where they are really struggling, and it could be a packet of biscuits, cake of chocolate, whatever a person wants to give, really.
Now, Rona, that's a real recognition that, in your view at least, counselling shouldn't only be available to those who can afford to pay.
Absolutely.
Flesh that out a little bit for us.
Okay, over the recent years there's been huge cuts in social services funding for counsellors, which has meant that the services that are now available through social service agencies are very limited, and they have huge waiting lists. And from my ideology, I don't ever want to see someone feel they can't have counselling because they can't afford it. To me, it's a social, moral responsibility, and it's about just that koha of giving back to people. Yeah.
Is it also about recognising the value of counselling, i.e. in that, in terms of cost, and cost, I mean the cost in all sorts of senses of the word, some intervention, some help early on in the piece can save cost later?
Oh, absolutely. One of the main aspects I find with counselling is that very often people have been struggling with a lot of anxiety, and also a lot of depression. A lot of people have panic attacks, which limits their ability to function. And usually they haven't spoken with anyone about that because they feel the shame, feel whakama that, oh, I've got something wrong with me. So if they are able to find their way through to connect with someone, then it's that old age proverb of a problem shared is a problem halved.
Mm.
And I work on helping people to develop the skills and the techniques, so a lot on education of what they can do for themselves, and I encourage people to share to their family, to their friends, the skills that they have learnt, so that it's not just a one-on-one between the counsellor and them. It's about spreading that knowledge and wisdom, I guess, out to the wider people.
Rona, you would be used to people turning up to counselling sessions having never attempted anything like that before.
Yeah.
And like you say, perhaps being reserved or ashamed about bringing up personal matters with someone they've never met before. Now, I know this is all in your training, but is it also part of kind of a New Zealand characteristic, if you like, that we do have a reluctance to share, and sometimes to our detriment?
Absolutely. It's very much a Kiwi thing that don't let others know if we are struggling, if we are having problems, if we are not making it. So people will fake it because they don't want other people to know. Because of that, I also have available phone counselling and Zoom sessions for people who feel too awkward about coming into counselling because they are afraid of judgement. And having access in other ways does help to make it more accessible. my early days in counselling were with Youthline, where it was all anonymous and people phoned in. And through that, as a group, we learnt that a lot of people that phoned Youthline would never go to a counsellor because they were afraid of judgment of the way they looked or something like that. Yeah.
Turning to the work you do through EAP, employee assistance programs, get that right. That hasn't been around forever either, and that's an interesting recognition within the workplace that some intervention can be not only obviously good for an individual but good for a workplace as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That is quite new, probably the last 15 years that I'm aware of. And organisations recognise that it's much better to support a staff member than to have them leave. A lot of the issues that come through the EAP is with stress, and very often it's work-related stress, and people really struggle, and then, again, they don't feel confident to tell their manager that they're stressed because then they might look like they're not coping. And often it may be a combination of stress at home as well as stress at work, and these days financial stress is a huge issue for lots of people. So with the businesses putting in to have the EAP available for staff, it means that it is a reduced cost to the business because it's much better to contract counselling than it is to pay for re-employment, because re-engaging a new staff member is a huge cost.
Mm. I guess it's important at this point to reinforce confidentiality, even through those EAP referrals. What happens between you and the person that you're with stays there?
Yes, absolutely. All aspects of counselling is confidential. We have a very strong code of ethics in our New Zealand Association of Counsellors. So with the EAP, what happens is we collect the data, and then there's a summary of the issues that have been accumulated over 6 months that goes back to the firm. There's no knowledge of who has said what. All notes are confidential. No one has any access to those except the person who is having counselling. So, yeah, confidentiality is a huge thing.
So I guess we can understand how referrals might come to you through EAP. How about the other side of your business? How are you connecting with clients there?
Some of those connections have come through here, through the other organisations here.
By here you mean Dunedin Community House?
Yeah, Dunedin Community
House.
Right. Sorry about that. What I like about being here is the fact that it is a multi-agent service space. And so when people are coming here to see me for counselling or one of the other counselling services like Mirror, no one knows what they're coming into this place for. They could be coming to see the radio, they could be coming to see community volunteer centre, they could be coming for the Otago Farmers Market. So it's quite anonymous, and that actually adds to the confidentiality. And for referrals directly to me, often that is word of mouth. People have known of my service, known of my ability to connect across the board with different people, different communities, different ethnic groups, and my background. So, yeah, I do get private referrals, someone who knows me, and then they will give them my phone number or my email address, and I'll get a connection.
You've touched on something really interesting there, and that is the ever-diversifying ethnic mix of our city. And the kinds of issues that might come up through that. How do you stay on top of it all in terms of your learning around your job?
Learning every day is part of being a counsellor. Learning from clients, so it's a tato way of learning. Tuakana tēnā, tēnā tuakana. Me learning from the clients as well as the clients learning from me. And also with connections, it's about having connections with people. So in the house here, I, you know, accidentally meet people in the tea room and we'll have a chat about stuff. They say, oh, I need your card. So that helps to keep things, I guess, helps to keep me current with what's going on with the current issues. People who have come from overseas into New Zealand and into Dunedin, one of the things that they often struggle with is that lack of connection. They have left behind family, friends, colleagues, and often it's that sense of being alone, being in a huge environment but feeling very alone.
You've mentioned something that I think all of our house guests have mentioned so far, and that is those unexpected and quite random interactions that you have with other people from other organisations who are based here.
Yeah.
Nice to be able to have a connection and not just to walk into a space where you're completely anonymous. And no doubt there are some commonalities of experience amongst those who you're speaking with here. In your case, you're in and out of the house, right? Mm. So you just, require a room when you require a room?
Yes, so I just book as I need it. And I like that flexibility because I'm not tied into weekly rent. And, yeah, it gives me flexibility. And I also have the choice of space, whether I use the room in floor one or whether I use one of the rooms that is upstairs in floor six. I like floor six for later in the day to avoid the traffic noise out on Princess Street. And I like the floor one space in the morning and in the early afternoon because it's nice having that light, bright space there.
Yeah, so it's a good reminder for anyone who might be considering finding out what Dunedin Community House offers in terms of space, to know that, yes, we welcome some more permanent or semi-permanent residents as part of it, but there are a number of spaces that are available just for when they're needed, in the same way that Rona has talked about. Also hot desking opportunities and things like that as well. If all you really need is some internet connection, a roof above your head and a warm, comfortable room to be in, which it always is here at Dunedin Community House, of course. Fantastic to learn about Whiti Marama services, Rona. I just want to ask you, we've talked a lot about your clients. What about you? What do you enjoy about your work?
I love the learning. I love the connecting with people. I love watching people grow and see that flicker in their eye. Oh, that makes sense. I use imagery a lot. I use the whiteboards. You know, my whiteboard is always full of pictures and images, colours with crayons and things like that. So that people often find if they put it in an image, it helps them to make sense of it as well. And I explain to them, I don't know what's going to go down on the paper. You don't know what's going to go down, but whatever goes down, then we can talk through it. So the image kind of works as a thoroughfare, I guess, for the discussion. I also love the fact that people can use the tools and techniques and then pass them on to family. That's one of the things that I really enjoy the most, is the fact that the more people know about how to look after themselves and mental well-being, the better it is for everyone. So it's that spreading knowledge.
So interesting. Now, if we were to look for Whiti Marama services, would we find you? Or are you purely taking the referrals in the way they come to you now? Or are you keen to talk to anyone who might want to have a conversation with you about whether Whiti Marama services is right for them?
Absolutely. I'm always available by text with my cell phone, and by email. That's probably the best ways to contact me. Sometimes people have connected through the reception and through the organisations here.
Are you able to give us your email address now?
Yeah, I can. It's a long email address. My email address is rhonznz@windowslive.com.
All right, and if you didn't get that down, do get in touch with us here at ORFM. We'll be able to pass Rona's contacts on to you. Rona, great to meet you, and great to always get to know some of our house guests here at Dunedin Community House. Really appreciate the time you've taken to join us here today. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Dunedin Community House is a shared home for non-profits in the heart of Dunedin at 43 Princes Street, just off the Octagon. Are you interested in delivering for your community and need a desk, an office, storage or meeting space? Get in touch with us at Dunedin Community House on 03 471 6150, email info@dch.org.nz or visit dch.org.nz for more information. We We'd love you to join our community.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.